Dayton.com.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition.
It is. Sexy Saturnalia Sunday special.
I love it. Sexy Saturnalia. If you don't know what Saturnalia is, there's Wikipedia.
Let me Google that for you.
If you do want to talk about Saturnalia, though, of course, you can call into the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. That is 855-450-3733. Tonight, it is Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
Now, Stephanie, you do a lot of stuff outside of Free Talk Live.
I do.
A lot.
Yes, thank you. I am a freelance voiceover artist, and I make audiobooks, video narrations, narrate a lot of like tutorial videos and explainer videos for different companies, Bitcoin companies, everything under the sun, really. You can find out more about my voice work at smvoice.info. And I've actually had a lot of national clients recently that I'm really excited about. I made some audiobooks for audible.com, and those are going to be coming out soon, and I'll be posting about it there when they do.
Yeah, fantastic. You're a co-host on Let's Talk Bitcoin, which is an incredibly popular podcast about Bitcoin.
I'm really loving being a part of Let's Talk Bitcoin. I've been going around to Bitcoin conferences. You and I just went to a Bitcoin conference in Las Vegas last
year. Yeah, more like a Bitcoin cluster or something. But
yeah, let's just say that wasn't our favorite conference of this year. And there's a podcast that we did about it for your show, Sovereign Tech.
Yeah, that's right. If you're wondering, I do a lot outside of Free Talk Live as well. Of course, I also work for Free Talk Live. I'm an ad exec. But anyway, that doesn't matter. I do Sovereign Tech, which is SovrynTech.com. You can check it out there. It's all about science, technology, and how it can set you free. And it has a little bit of everything in it, a little bit of history.
A lot of sex.
Yeah, a lot of sex,
of science. It's a great show. I love your podcast, Brian. I'm not just saying that because I'm your girlfriend and we work together on a lot of things. I really do enjoy your podcast.
I appreciate
Check out
that.
Sovereign Tech.
Excellent. So anyway, we're talking about, as I am a tech guy, we are talking about Snapchat tonight. And there was a story out of Gawker that a mom arrested for taking nude Snapchats with her 14-year-old daughter. But it actually kind of, if this is bad, it gets worse.
I'm cringing already.
Yeah, so we'll start reading the story here. A Missouri mom was arrested after a Snapchat, so this happened in Missouri, after a Snapchat photograph of her and her 14-year-old daughter topless in a hot tub were circulated around multiple area high schools. The 50-year-old mom and her daughter posed for the photo covering their nipples in an outdoor hot tub in November, according to the probable cause statement. The woman's other daughter, a 13-year-old, took the photo on her sister's phone. So
this is a family that doesn't mind being at least partially nude in front of each other. Is that what's going on? Or?
Yeah, before we continue on
a little bit, I want to make this card for next year. I mean,
exactly.
Family photos.
Right. I want to make this point because there's some people who would make the claim that, hey, look, in Europe, this is order of the day. This is normal. You know, people don't put such a fine point on wearing clothes, which I think is great. I like that because I think clothes, other than in the winter, you're going to get cold. But other than the winter,
not if you're in a hot tub.
But otherwise, in the winter, I mean, I think clothes are pretty pointless myself. Yeah. So, but anyway, that's not my point that I'm making here. But the point is that they're covering their nipples.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly they're not just being freely expressive, you know, in their nudity, like say they are in Europe. There's some degree, you're covering your nipples out of some degree of perhaps shame.
Yeah, whole thing kind of makes me scratch my head. I mean, was it verified that they were completely nude, or like could they have had bathing suit bottoms on and they just took off their tops or something?
It just says topless.
Okay. So, but what if it was a dad and his 14-year-old son and a 13-year-old other son took a picture of them shirtless in a hot tub? It would just be, not even news, you know?
Oh, nobody would care, yeah.
It's just news because it's women and breasts? I mean,
right. Which, but again, I mean, my point is that it would make sense that they were just being very, you know, free and, you know, saying, hey, yeah, come on, why do the boys, you know, do it, you get to do it and we don't. But mm-hmm. then they do go ahead and cover their nipples. So that kind of, to me, in my mind, that says that there was some degree of intent that, let me read more of the story here. It's not clear which girl sent it out over Snapchat, but at least one of the recipients took a screenshot. The media has been withholding all names to protect the children involved. Multiple outlets reported that the woman's son, who goes to one of the high schools where the photos were spread, was ridiculed by his classmates. The issue here is the fact that the daughter was 14 and the mother was clearly present and involved when the photo was taken, said St. Charles County Prosecutor Tim Lamar. It's certainly
prosecutors involved.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It certainly appeared that the picture was posed, and it certainly had some sexual overtones. The mother has spoken out, calling the allegations ridiculous. This is the mother talking. I was aware the photo was taken, and I told her at that second, please delete that photo, the mom said. I wasn't posing. I was getting out of the tub. She's facing up to a year in prison for misdemeanor charges of endangering the welfare of a minor. Okay, that prison charge is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's how is that going to help anybody?
That won't help anyone. Okay, we had a caller saying the same thing earlier.
And I agree with that. Is the issue that the photo got around the school? Or, I mean, like, what exactly is their problem? Is the problem that the mom and the daughters were nude together in the hot tub? Are they thinking she's abusing the daughters sexually and that they documented it somehow?
The charges aren't listed. I mean, if it's misdemeanor, I'm wondering if to some degree it's like a, you know, some kind of really low-level indecent exposure.
Uh-huh.
Which, I mean, I thought that was kind of a sex crime, so I don't know where that falls under misdemeanor.
And they're on their, presumably, they're on their own property or something?
I would assume they're in their own hot tub. I mean, and she's, you know, and the mother's getting out of it. Obviously, they don't have the picture, you know, on the web, obviously.
Yeah, okay. I guess it's kind of weird because we kind of have to take the word of the journalists for it or whatever.
Right.
I mean, because I could envision that looking really bad, you know, and I could also envision that not really looking like that big of a deal, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, and admit, like I mentioned with Europe, I think in Europe this would be thrown out. This would be considered a joke.
Oh yeah, well, in Japan, it's like they have hot springs, right? And people go in them for like business meetings, nude.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually men just in the tub together, but you know, that's completely normal for them.
Right.
I don't know if they take pictures of it, but
yeah, I mean, and you know, I mean, there's so much. There's a lot of odd things here. Like the mother, I don't. You know, she said she was aware the photo was taken, but she told him to delete it immediately. You know, maybe this is a case where if you're concerned about that sort of thing, you know, cameras off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Let's get the cameras out of here.
Well, like, okay, I've had times like there is a there's a spa that I like to go to, and it has Japanese style hot tubs, which are made of wood,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have foam bubbles. They just have like kind of hot jets. And they're tall enough to like stand up on, and you have ones that are on like a roof so you can go in the winter outside and sit in the hot tub while it's snowing out perhaps, and it's really cold out and it's a cool contrast. And I've gone in those hot tubs with friends before, sometimes bathing suits, sometimes no bathing suits, and I mean we don't take pictures of it, but it's really not, like it's just a relaxing, fun thing and it's non-sexual, you know?
Right.
I guess it could be sexual if you wanted it to, but it wasn't in those cases.
Now, I did find the charges, and the charges against the mother, again, the teens aren't getting charged with anything.
Mm-hmm.
The charges are endangering the welfare of a minor.
Okay, that's pretty nonspecific.
Yep.
So, like, was the act of circulating this photo the endangerment, or was it the fact that they are nude together in the hot tub? Because, I mean, I don't know about you, but I know there are a lot of parents who, like, maybe would take a bath with their baby or something like that. I know this girl is not a baby and she's 14 and she has breasts, but like,
right.
You know, where do you kind of, it's a blurry line there.
It is. Well, I mean, you're taking the words of say other people and of the prosecutor saying that the picture, the prosecutor claims that the picture was very suggestive.
Hmm.
You know that.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure whether I believe that or not.
Right, because that's an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
Yeah.
I mean, what one person finds sexy, another person might find to be no big
deal. Yeah, maybe
deal.
The prosecutor's just a perv.
Yeah, that could very well be. Anyway, your thoughts, 855-450-3733.
Nobody ever asked the kids how they feel about it either.
No, it doesn't seem like
did
they
did. Did she feel
did.
Endangered?
I don't know. Call in with your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Boy, I got to tell you, what is causing all this? I love it. The live Sunday night edition. It is Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
That's an old saying.
What's causing all of what?
That's an old saying from the 80s.
The Saturnalia cheer.
Where it was just like something was going on so great, so wonderful, and you just say, what is causing all this? And really what the cause was the person saying it.
Oh.
So, being a little bit egotistical here, but anyway, the show's nothing without you, Stephanie, in my opinion. So,
thank you, Brian.
But if you want to hear also the other hosts, which the show would be nothing without, be it Mark, Ian, Daryl, a whole slew.
Johnny Ray.
Johnny Ray.
Johnson.
I love Johnny Ray. Johnson's mm-hmm. awesome. Marcus.
Nemi.
I mean, Nemi.
Tally.
Jason
Tally.
Tally. phenomenal. All, a bunch of phenomenal human beings that get to host the show. 7 nights a week we're on. Which is absolutely amazing. You can go to archives.freetalklive.com. You'll find almost a decade's worth of shows available there for you to listen to, and really, really quite a treat. And in fact, you know, you can go back to just about a year, almost to the day, and it'll be my first time that I was ever on Free Talk Live. Which is great because a year
Happy
later,
anniversary,
Brian. I'm first chairing the show. So it was the last time that Mark went away to Florida that it was actually, I was supposed to fill his shoes, which I always claim I could never, ever do.
Well, he is Captain America.
He is Captain America. You know, so, but I wonder, I think my shoe size is bigger than his. But anyway, but something else I want to tell you about, the reason that I actually came here to New Hampshire and to even be able to be a part of Free Talk Live was for the Free State Project. I am a Free State Project participant. You are as well, Stephanie.
Yep, that's right.
And what it is, it's an idea. It's, is it safe to call it an organization? Is that safe?
Yeah.
It has a president,
organization,
right?
Sure.
To some degree. And its whole goal is to get 20,000 liberty-loving people all to come together to New Hampshire and to, you know, exercise liberty in the idea that government, its only purpose that it can have is to, or, you know, the least thing it's supposed to do is to...
No, the most thing.
The most thing, yeah. I'm sorry. The most thing it's supposed to do is protect life, liberty, and property. And again, there's a lot of people here who think it shouldn't even do that. Maybe it shouldn't even exist.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a place where a plethora of ideas get to thrive. And be talked about, which is the most beautiful thing about it, is to be able to communicate with people without being looked at like you're crazy or being called, you know, some kind of, you know, terrible, you know, ad hominem attack that the mainstream media likes to do so much against people that actually want real freedom in their life. So if you want to check it out, freestateproject.org, we've already got over 15,000 signers.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you think that sounds crazy, that there might be potentially 15,000 liberty-loving people who might want to kind of live in the same place.
Crazy,
well,
but true.
There's already 15,000
exactly.
who have said that they want to do that, so you could be 15,001.
Yeah.
Or I think it's more than that. Anyway, you can go to freestateproject.org and check out the counter for it and see how many people are there. And, you know, if you intend to, if you would move to New Hampshire, if there were 20,000 people there who at least shared maybe more of your beliefs than your average neighbor wherever you live, if you would move to New Hampshire, if that were to come to pass, sign up, do it.
Yeah.
You know, because at that, you know, if there's 20,000 people who move to New Hampshire, you will want to move here too, because it'll be that Yankee Hong Kong, right?
that's
Carlo
that's what
talks
they keep
about.
Calling it. I like that.
Carlo, the president of the Free State Project, always says that.
Yeah, so freestateproject.org to check it out. Believe me, it's wonderful to live here, in my opinion.
I like it too.
Yeah. Anyway, we were talking about a situation where a 14-year-old and a 13-year-old and a 50-year-old mother, and the 14 and 13-year-old were two daughters. The 14-year-old and the mother got a nude picture taken of each other, and that picture got spread around. The 13-year-old is the one that took the shot. It's questionable, right? Because she got charged with endangering a minor.
Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, if you think that sounds crazy, or maybe you don't think that sounds crazy, and you can call in 855-450-3733, the toll-free call-in line from ProXPN, okay, if you want to talk about that. But let me tell you, there are, and I've got a list here. I brought this in for the sexy Saturnalia special edition of Free Talk Live, okay? I've got a list of the most asinine laws about sex. Okay, the United States.
Uh-huh.
They're on the books. These have not been removed.
And don't say they're not enforced, because they actually are. It's just that you kind of maybe have to get on the bad side of some prosecutor or something like that.
Right.
In order to have them enforced selectively on you.
Exactly. So we can go down the list here. We'll start with the letter A, We've got 50 states. I don't know if we're going to cover all 50. But anyway, we'll start with the freedom zone known as Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Bastion of liberty.
Incestuous...
You know where the Mises Institute is?
It is. Or wait, no, is that Auburn?
Alabama.
That is Alabama,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, Auburn,
okay.
Alabama.
Yeah, that's where the Mises Institute is. That always kind of, I always found that to be kind of strange, you know, for them to be there.
I don't know why they're there, but yeah. I wonder if they're violating any of these laws.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, they probably wouldn't violate this one, because this one, I think some people would be like, okay, this is all right. But anyway, it's incestuous marriages are legal.
They're legal in a lot of places, and it's funny because there was that infographic that went around a while ago where it had a map of the U.S. and like the different states were color-coded by whether you can marry your cousin, whether you can marry an unrelated person of the same sex.
Yeah, how many degrees?
Yeah, and then the states that that gay marriage was not allowed, but cousin marriage was allowed, got like a special designation. They got a special kind of gold star. for being a paragon of logic and reason and progressivism and liberty.
Now, there was a town actually that nearby me in New York, in upstate New York, it was called Oneida Castle. A lot of people know of Oneida, kind of the town or city, but there was one called Oneida Castle, and there was actually like this about. I don't know, 60, 70, maybe 80 years ago, maybe it was a little bit longer, but there was an incestuous enclave there.
Really?
Yeah. And, I mean, it was like, you know, this guy, I forget the name, it's a very popular story. But anyway, my point being is
What was the justification for it? Were they trying to preserve, like, a bloodline or something?
Yeah. It was something to that effect where they thought, you know, they were so pure and a brother and sister ended up, keeping it in the family. And but, you know, I guess they should have moved to Alabama. You know, and because
in Alabama, you can marry a sibling or a first cousin.
It doesn't say, but it says incestuous marriages are legal. Maybe it is like a first cousin thing, but I think that's more if it's just that, I think that law is common in a few states.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if this is really true, but like I've actually heard a physician who told me, and I haven't looked into this myself, admittedly, but it was a physician who told me that there is actually. Typically, there is enough genetic diversity between first cousins so that you won't have messed up children.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy. All right.
But first, you know, cousin marriage is actually surprisingly common.
Yes. Yeah, actually, I believe in Russia, more particularly Georgia, it's incredibly common.
Yeah.
I saw a wedding. So anyway, let's
a straight wedding, I assume.
Yeah, it was a straight wedding.
Yeah.
But,
right. Because if it's gay cousins, then it doesn't matter because they can't have children, right?
They would have been, you know, put to death probably if it was a gay marriage over there
in Russia.
But,
yeah.
But no, if it's your cousin, hey, that's all right. Anyway, we've got a lot more states.
It's so
to cover.
Weird, you know. It's like maybe we could talk about this because there's such a taboo about this kind of stuff. It wigs me out.
Yeah, I hear you. Your thoughts? Does it wig you out?
But I wouldn't want to.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition where the anarchists have taken over.
Happy Saturnalia, everybody.
Right. And, of course, Stephanie is wishing you that happy Saturnalia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello.
And you can call in. We're talking about one of my favorite things, one of the things I like to talk about as often as I possibly can, that being sex. But, actually, we're talking about sex laws, and I don't like to talk about laws
at
all.
Yeah, terrible spin on it.
Yeah, it's a terrible, terrible spin. I shouldn't have even bothered saying that.
We're encouraging some civil disobedience here, right?
Yes, there. Now,
well, although
now,
I don't know if I could really get behind people marrying their cousins or anything, or or marrying anybody at all, because I'm not really so into like the whole marriage
thing. I think marriage is outdated. Actually, I don't think it was ever in vogue. I don't think it was ever like worth doing.
Yeah,
you know, I don't.
But the whole oral sex ban in Virginia, which they tried to strike down recently, and it didn't go through.
I remember that.
Yeah, definitely that scenario. That's definitely opportune for some civil disobedience.
All right. Well, I want to talk to you about that in a minute. If you want to talk to us about this or anything that's on your mind, please call in 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. And what is ProXPN? Well, ProXPN, it's a VPN service. It's a global virtual private network. That's what VPN means, is it's a virtual private network. Okay, that allows you to encrypt all of your online traffic and data, going back and forth before it even gets to the ISP. Because those ISPs, you know, Time Warner, Comcast, Verizon, whoever, they're going to hold the information just like what websites you go to. They're going to hold that information, and it's not their business for at least 6 months, up to 5 years even. You know, and again, whether you're doing something, you know, that might be illegal in another state or not, it doesn't matter. It's not their business.
Yeah, things can be retroactively criminalized.
Absolutely.
Just look at some of the Bitcoin businesses that have happened, right?
Sure. Or, you know, if you're in another country and you want to be able to access a website that, say, that country kind of blocks off, like Saudi Arabia is notorious for blocking.
Or if you're in the U.S. and you want to be able to play Satoshi Dice.
Right.
Not that I'm advocating anything illegal here,
yeah.
But I'm just saying they block U.S. IP addresses, so...
Exactly. You know. You can, with ProXPN, with their virtual private network, you can access the Internet from multiple servers around the world, just as if, you know, like you're in the United States, you could say that you're actually, you know, in a whole other country, and so then you could access those sites that the United States blocks you from doing it. You know, the land of the free... Remember that place? I don't know. I've never seen it ever. Like, even in 200 years, I don't think I would have seen it, 200 years ago. But anyway, ProXPN, if you value your privacy, you want to get this. It's available for everything, Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux. The setup's a little bit different there. But go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can use the code FTL20, and you'll get 20% off the lifetime of your account. Not for a month, not for a year, the lifetime of your account, you're going to get 20% off.
How does ProXPN get so awesome? I mean, they're just like, we love them.
I know, I love them. I don't know.
They're like almost giving away this service, and it's like, it's a no-brainer have it. I mean,
it's a low cost to pay for it monthly.
Yeah.
It's an even lower cost to pay for it annually, yearly.
And you can pay for it with Bitcoin?
Yeah, and with Bitcoin, like, you get even more of a discount. You get a 33% discount with that. It's incredible. Especially when you use Bitcoin, you're making a statement. And ProXPN is making a statement by accepting Bitcoin, saying, no, we believe in freedom. And believe me, these guys do.
Yeah,
okay?
These are your friends.
These are your friends. These guys are on your side. You want to use them, proxpn.com/FTL, and use the code FTL20. Risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so please, no reason not to try it. And I'm telling you, Brian Sovereign, as the golden stallion of the tech world, you will love ProXPN. I know I do. Anyway, we are talking insane sex laws around the United States. Again, like we said, the land of the free, right?
Yeah. You know, the cousin marriage thing, I don't think you're going to get a lot of argument on that from a lot of people.
No, I mean, I don't want anybody to go to jail if they do marry their cousin. But,
no.
But really, come on.
Yeah, it's icky.
Yeah, we can move on to...
I feel uncomfortable about that.
Yeah, exactly.
But it shouldn't be criminalized.
No, should not be criminalized, and... that's what I'm going to say about that. Let's move on. Let's go to Alaska, where the moose are banned from having sex on city streets.
Wait a minute. You're telling me they put a law on the moose?
On the moose. The moose can't have sex in the city streets.
Do they get
in Fairbanks?
Do they get put in handcuffs if they don't obey?
I don't know. How are you even going to move those things?
How would you possibly enforce a law on a moose?
I know. Believe me. How do you enforce the law? That's a great point. Because, like, we've seen these insane... We don't watch television.
No.
Okay, Stephanie and I, we don't watch television. We don't have television in our house. All right. But there's this ridiculous reality TV show that's all about, like, this Alaskan train, you know, the shipment
it's
train.
It's called, like, Railroad Alaska or something.
Something like that.
And then there's another one called Buying Alaska, which is about people trying to find real estate in Alaska.
Yeah, like, they want to find a place with the nicest outhouse. I'm not making fun of it. I really like Alaska. I'm making fun of these shows for just how vapid, you know, they really are. But really, I love Alaska. I was almost tempted to live there once, and I've been to Kodiak Island. I thought it was fantastic. But anyway, when these trains are going, these huge trains, you know, going at pretty good clips, if a moose is in the way, they're stopping. Because that moose, you know, I mean, it's a mess, you know, that's going to happen. How are the cops? What are they going to do about a moose?
The moose answers to no one.
Yeah, how dare they have sex? Look, I'd almost...
You know, they strike me as kind of private creatures.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of doubt they're going to be... doing it in town square,
we cannot allow people's eyes to be seen, you know, to be seeing these moose having sex.
Is the, like, if they have to put the moose in jail, like, where does it, how does that work?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, does someone own the moose and so they go after them? I mean, who do you prosecute? I don't understand. Like, does this go to court or not?
I don't know. It reminds me of that joke, show him your badge.
You know that joke.
For anyone who's not familiar, there's this joke about a farmer who, like, you know, a government bureaucrat comes and knocks on his door and says, I'm from the U.S. government and I'm here to inspect your farm. And I can go wherever I want. And the guy says, okay, but just don't go in the bull.
Yeah, don't go over there.
Don't go over there. That's where the bull is. And the guy says, well, I'll have you know, I'm from the government. I can go anywhere I want.
And he goes.
The farmer says, okay. And then the guy goes to inspect the property, and a few minutes later the farmer sees him running past with a very scared look on his face, and I always forget this part, but you know, when the
guy's trying to get away, and then he's like, help, and the farmer just yells, hey, show him your badge,
right? And he's shown the farmer his badge before. That was the part I always forget.
Yeah,
show him your badge. And obviously animals don't respond
care.
To
and animals
badge.
Don't care about these ridiculous laws, and I hope there are plenty of moose having sex all over Fairbanks. But anyway,
to learn about reproduction,
that's right, because sex ed classes do an atrocious job.
Maybe mooselings have to come from somewhere.
Stork, there isn't like a moose stork.
No.
I'm in
Sorry
awe.
To break it to
I
you,
don't
Ryan.
Understand. They're not like Jesus, where they're immaculately concepted on December 25th in 2 days. Anyway.
No, Ryan. Sorry.
Yeah. Jesus wasn't immaculately concepted then either, if he was even.
Conceived.
Conceived. Yeah, sorry. Anyway, let's move on. This is just all so much. Arizona. You may not have more than two dildos in the same house.
Call the cops.
What if it's a double-ended dildo?
Well, that's going to have to go to court and be fleshed out.
I mean, what's the evidence? What's the evidence bag? What's the evidence locker in Arizona?
Wow. That's great. So what about like a store that sells sex toys? Are they just automatically criminalized?
Well, it says house. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if a specific store, maybe, you know, because it's a business, it doesn't follow the same law. So you could actually have three dildos there instead of two.
Mm.
I'm wondering.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to have house-to-house searches just to make sure people don't have too many dildos.
Right.
This is clearly a very pressing problem for America.
Right into the bedrooms because, I mean, this is dangerous, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, I can kind of understand it because the TSA could, you know, if you have a dildo or in the case of vibrator, I mean, you know, it could go off and people could think that it was a bomb or something. I'm, of course, being very facetious here.
I mean, one is okay, but two, that's really pushing it.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, that's getting dangerous.
For your own good, we're going to have to make sure you don't have too many.
How about in your state? You got any crazy laws you can tell us about? I've got a lot more to go through here, but you can call in with your thoughts. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. You are being joined tonight by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And we are having a Saturnalia of a time tonight. Woo! Yes, sir. anyway, I want to tell you, if you're looking to have a good time out in the woods, maybe have, you know, that's where Saturnalia festivals were often held, was
definitely
out in the woods. Also, you know, maybe a Bacchanalian festival, if you're planning for that coming up in the next few months, that'll be around Easter time.
You might need some equipment.
You might need some equipment. And let me tell you where to go. ManVentureOutpost.com. I mean, they have it all at the lowest prices. Camping gear, hunting gear, survival gear. They even have, they offer, guns now. You know, you name it, they've got it all. And like I said, the absolute lowest prices. They're family owned, you know, and just, you know, check it out for yourself. And like I say, I mean, you go out and have a good time in the woods, you know, I mean, it's the season, right? Even in the winter, you can get good winter gear at
Man Venture. It's the reason for the season.
It's the reason for the season. That's right. It's all about fertility. ManVentureOutpost.com. Again, believe me, you're going to love it. Check it out. So we are talking about sex laws across the land of the free and the home of the brave, though I guess you have to be really brave to have two dildos in your house in Arizona. But let's move on.
They only enforce that on the lesbians that they don't like.
I guarantee it.
Or the
gay guys.
Maybe the straight people. But, yeah, when I think dildos, I think lesbians.
Sure. No. I generally don't
Or maybe just women who like dildos. They don't have to be lesbians.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can just, you know, it's terrible because I could picture this where, you know, some guy wants to, you know, maybe is tired of his wife. And he says, he calls the police and says, hey, there's two dildos in here, you know. I wonder what they would do.
I wonder, too. You know, sometimes they say, I saw a video today, and it was, we have it on our show prep, but I'm not sure if we'll get to it, but I'll just mention it briefly. It was a video of a guy who was washing his car in his own driveway.
Yeah.
He was just washing his car, and a cop rolls up, and he starts filming the cop, and the cop says, look, your neighbor's called. You can't be washing your car in your own driveway.
In your own driveway.
And the guy says, well, what do you mean? It's private property. This is my house. And the cop goes, well, it's still in public view, and we have a city ordinance saying you can't be doing any work on your car in public view.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, the guy was like, look, man, come on. Are you serious? And the cop was just, I don't know how he kept a straight face about it.
Yeah.
But I wonder what would have happened if the guy wasn't filming.
Yeah. So the cops aren't necessarily going to say, look, this charge is ridiculous.
Right. Yeah. Like oftentimes ridiculous. If somebody calls them and unless they have some reason to just dismiss the person who's calling, they will investigate it.
Sure.
One time I was moving out of an apartment. This was when I first moved to New Hampshire. I had this apartment and I was moving my stuff out of the apartment and I parked my car. It was like on the ground floor and it had a sliding door that I could go out and kind of load the stuff into my car.
Okay.
And I parked my car there for a couple minutes and I was like moving boxes back and forth from my apartment to my car. Somebody called the cops on me and said, look, this woman is moving boxes out of this apartment and her car is parked there and it's parked where it's not.
They thought you were like robbing.
I don't know if they thought I was robbing it or that it was just that my car was not parked in a parking spot. It was on the curb.
Oh, how dare you
do
something convenient for a temporary period of time.
Yeah. But like the cop came up to me and was like, look, your neighbor called me. What's going on here? And I was like, I'm moving. And he's like, all right, have a nice day. But sometimes it's like they, no matter how ridiculous the complaint is, if a neighbor complains, they think they have to investigate it.
Radio eye roll. let's go on with these laws.
But, I mean, could you do that to your neighbor, though? Like,
oh, yeah, you're right. Sure. Yeah, take it to the next level. Yeah.
That's just one of those things that you could potentially bring down on anyone.
All of these laws
yeah.
could be used against a neighbor that you just, maybe you don't like the way their hedges
yeah,
are trimmed.
Absolutely.
You know?
Notice that, you know, it's two dildos. It's not two fleshlights, right? It's not toys that are associated with men generally, right?
Yeah. Well, anyway, we have Arkansas.
They just haven't gotten around to banning that yet.
No, they'll get there. Butt plugs will be, they'll be banned next. Arkansas, flirtation and lascivious banter between men and women on the streets may result in a 30-day jail term in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Wow, flirtation.
Yeah, I mean,
really?
Like, what does all that even mean? What lascivious banter? I mean, I know what the word means, but I'm saying, you know, you could use that for anything.
You know. I'm at a loss for words.
Yeah, I mean, you could
but
say,
it's only between a man and a woman.
Yeah.
So if it's between two women, then it's okay.
Yeah, well, I guess that's good. No. let's try on another one here. California, which you would think there can't possibly be any crazy sex laws in in California, because, I mean, we're talking about the home of porn, right? Actually, no, an interesting law. There's only two states in the United States where you can legally film porn.
California and New Hampshire,
and
right?
New Hampshire. Now, I don't know if the
FreeStateProject.org.
FreeStateProject.org. I don't know if the Mercatus Center, if that's what put New Hampshire over the top.
Somehow,
because I heard it was way over the top.
Somehow I don't think the Mercatus Center values the freedom.
Someone call them up.
Porn.
I want to find out. I want to know about this. Was
you
that
strike me as sort of a socially conservative.
Yeah. Take that, Wyoming. How you feeling right now? How you feeling? Anyway, California, here we go. It's illegal to sell stuffed items resembling breasts, or known as booby pillows, within 1,000 feet of a highway.
What? Why?
I don't know.
We can't have these booby pillows on the highway.
Don't try.
They're going to make people, it's like drunk driving, driving on a breast pillow.
It's a danger to the freeway.
Definitely.
That's
maybe,
it.
Maybe they figure it might distract people, like they'd be, you'd look over to the car next to you and you'd see someone napping between a nice sumptuous pair of pillowy breasts.
Sure.
Stuffed breasts, and you would get so distracted that you might crash the car.
Well, try this one. This is also in California,
mm-hmm.
Okay? No man shall dress as a woman without the written permission of the sheriff.
Sheriff Brown, I'd really, you know, I kind of feel in my heart.
Panties.
Yes.
Yeah, I love them. And
I've always felt like a woman from the day I was born. Could you please let me put on a dress?
okay, now we can move on a little bit more. Like I say, there's tons of them.
Well, that's just a blatantly transphobic law.
Insane.
I hope they don't enforce it. I mean,
yeah, that, you know, and I can pretty well guess where that law comes from, is that it was the sheriff that laid it out because they were probably filming, because it's actually only in Walnut, California, where that law exists. And there was probably a movie being filmed there, and the movie had a guy dressing up as a woman.
Oh, so
and
they wanted
the
a license
probably
fee.
Wanted a payout.
That makes sense.
You know, wanted a bribe so that that could happen. I guarantee
that's
where that
Well, of course, it's perfectly legit if they put it in law.
Yeah, but as far as the booby pillows one, California, got me.
You know, it's worth pointing out, like, the only reason you have to ask permission for something, like, get the permission of the sheriff if you want to dress like a woman, or if you want to carry a gun, or if you want to get married, or if you want to have a fire on your property, or whatever.
It's all to make money.
It's to make money, and it's so that they can say no.
Yeah.
I mean, because why else? Otherwise, you wouldn't be required to ask permission. You know, it's so that they can deny you. Anytime there's a license, a permit, or a permission required, it's so that they can choose who they want to deny that ability. And sometimes they, you know, a lot of times you'll see towns that say, well, you know, you can get a concealed carry pistol license only with the consent or the permission of the police chief. Oh, and P.S., no new licenses are being given out this year or something like that. So basically it's a ban, but it's, you know, it's for show to make it not look like a ban or something.
Yeah, well, we've got some more bans here. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit in the list.
This reminds me of this meme. Have you seen this meme going around, Brian? It's the Janine Garofalo
liberal.
Yeah,
it's a picture of her,
meme.
And it's like some contradiction that she'll say.
Yeah, and it's associated with like a liberal. And it's at the top it says, everything I don't like must be banned. Everything I do like, you must pay for, or something
at
the bottom.
Exactly. Unbelievable.
Everything
that attitude.
I don't like
but
must
that's,
be banned.
That's the attitude that governments have all around the world, not just in the United States, but the United States in particular is pretty crazy. Mm. And just to prove that fact some more, in the state of Michigan, a man who seduces or corrupts an unmarried woman faces 5 years in prison.
Oh.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have to go to Michigan. I'll be back.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think I've almost broken that law, but it's a little off.
Yeah. Hey,
already corrupt.
Seduces or corrupts. Let's see. Another one in Michigan. Low-riding pants that expose underwear are a Class B offense.
Oh, my.
But if they expose...
A Class B?
Yeah,
really?
Class B. But if they expose butt cleavage, they are a Class A offense. So
well, buddy, you just got upgraded a class.
Yeah.
Pull those pants up.
Can you see any cleavage?
Wow.
Wow, one more from Mississippi. Adultery or premarital sex results in a fine of $500 or 6 months in prison. So they're serious about that.
Oh, they are. As long as you pay the $500.
That's right. Pay it out. Anyway.
Because the police chief never cheats on their wife or anything. I mean, that never happens.
I mean, what do you think? You know, is it
these
all
politicians
right?
are all perfectly virtuous individuals.
Oh, sure.
Angels.
I mean, and clearly the moose in Alaska are evil.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor? Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Deer Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.